I think that's something they used to bale cotton with, if I remember. I think that's the, if I remember right, I may be wrong in this, I think that's the old sugar sacks that they used to use for wrapping around bales of cotton. Call it bag ass.
Old sugar sacks?
Yeah. Or the stuff that you see wrapped around bales of cotton when you see them hauling down the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's nothing but some old sugar sacks that have been ripped open. And one goes on one side and one on the other.
What material is the sugar sack made out of?
Hemp. Say that again.
Long sweetening or short sweetening?
I don't remember that term being used.
I don't think it's
been. I've heard of the term light and heavy syrup.
What's the difference?
Well, it's just cooking time on it.
Light is
cooked a short length of time.
Mm-hmm.
But then the government came out with a regulation and said the syrup had to weigh so much per gallon. And they had to cook it until it got the consistency that it weighed,
mm-hmm,
the specified number of pounds per gallon.
No,
I don't remember what it is, but it seems like it's about 6 pounds per gallon. I'm not sure of that.
Mm-hmm. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be,
you'd
tell somebody to.
You want me to say it in a nice way or just?
Just how it would be.
Normally, we'd holler at the kid, you'd close that door.
Okay, any other
way of
saying
that? Or? If you get mad at me, they'd holler, close the damn door.
And the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other, mm-hmm, like this, I don't mean shingles, I mean boards.
I know what you're talking
about. You call that?
What do they call that form of a boarding house?
Yeah. What do you call those boards?
Damn if I can think of what you'd call them.
You
have the current or the present, the modern way of it, they call it shiplap.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're thinking?
Well, the boards themselves, do you ever hear them called siding or clapboard or
weatherboard? Oh, you're talking about just siding.
Uh-huh.
It's referred to by your carpenters, most of your carpenters call it siding, but there's so many different kinds. In the old days, they just lapped over like that, see?
Mm-hmm.
In those days, as well as I remember, they called it siding.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got fancy names for it, like a 204 or a 315. That describes the design.
Mm-hmm.
You got boards that come like this, and they break. Again, and that's one board, you see. And then you have those that go like this. That's another design. See, now this is your board.
It's based on the shape of the board?
Yeah, and you had those that came down very sharp. See, you might have three ridges on each board, you see. Each one of them was a design number.
Mm-hmm.
But in the old days, it was just strictly a flat board, you see.
And
they overlapped. See, when you came down, this one would come over this one like this. Like that.
And say if you were doing some carpentry work from, okay, you wanted to hang a picture up, you take a nail and to hit the nail with your pencil.
You take a hammer.
Okay, you can say, I took the hammer and I thrust the nail in.
You drove the nail.
And if it didn't get any far enough, you say it's got to be what you further.
Well, you can knock it in further and drive it a little further.
Okay, or you said the nail has got to be...
Further in.
It's got to be what in further?
Knock further in.
Okay, or using the word drive.
Drive?
Uh-huh.
Drive it more?